The Technopath by Tao Wong. Narrated by PJ Morgan. I was always the nurture rather than nature kind of person. Had to be if I had to admit it to myself. You don't grow up with the background that I did, and not hope that it was all about how you were brought up rather than who you came from. Then the change happened. The awakening, the rebirth. You could pick a half dozen other terms that have been used over the years, ever since humanity realized that those occasional weirdos who turned up in history books or the news had become a regular occurrence. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Sorry, I've never done a confession before. And sure, I know you're more interested in the proximate reason why I ended up destroying a half a dozen city blocks than the remote reasons, but this is my story. So give me a few seconds. Let me get used to being in handcuffs again. And let me get this confession on the road. So, where was I? Nurture, not nature, right. Aunt Roberta was the best. Even if they dumped me in her one-bedroom apartment when she was 34 and I was 3. She never once complained about me upsetting her life. Just got on with taking care of me, in between partying it up and breaking through glass ceilings. Lead salesperson at the paper manufacturing plant she was in. Beating all the records that her male colleagues ever set, until they gave in and made her the sales manager. It was she who showed me that you could be a woman, hot, and an ass-kicker. I just kind of wish I had her legs. As for my mom, well, I never knew her. I mean, I knew of her, but I never knew her, you know? She never took the time to visit, and Aunt Roberta never told me who she was till I was old enough to keep the secret. And then, of course, Mom was killed in the battle for Philadelphia in 07. Never did get why she was there. It wasn't her usual style. Huh. You're right. Maybe I'll ask the swarm. Anyway, nurture, not nature. I grew up normal, you know? Maybe I got into a few more fights than normal. But having an opinion and being willing to share it didn't always sit well with others. It didn't matter. It wasn't that bad. Kids are kids, you know, and shouting at one another, getting into fights. It was all kind of fun. And then the change happened. I remembered it, how it was just another Saturday. I was getting ready for work, bagging groceries, if you have to know. Aunt Roberta always felt it was important I learn how the world worked early on, so a job it was as a teenager.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?